entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. The DJ New Style Show is a proud part of the Hear Us Talk network of shows. When I say network, I mean Truth Time Theater, Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, and this horseshit known as the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for listening and downloading and subscribing and putting up with guys like me, and of course every week, week in, week out, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
I'm so excited I took a shower to the show.
Did you put on a tie? Did you get dressed up?
I got dressed.
I don't know why. All of a sudden, like, the mic fell into my face. And now nothing sounds good. Right now, I don't care. We'll see how it sounds.
Doesn't it sound good that I'm not undressed? That's one thing that sounds good to me.
Okay, so it's good that you washed up. Did you get behind the ears and between the fingers?
Always.
Well, of course. That's good. Good. So you're all fancy. You're ready for this goddamn show.
Not fancy at all, but I'm ready. All
right. Well, good. So Steve, it's been a week since we've done a show. What has happened for you? What's the number one thing? The biggest highlight in a week of Steve?
Well, I finally moved my TV that I got during Christmas.
Wait, what do you mean? You moved it, like across the room or something?
I moved about 12
feet. And by the way, don't give us the entire story. We're probably not ready for this. We're not ready to hear all of these things.
So, I'm sorry.
Just give it to us in pieces. You don't want to blow our fucking minds all at once.
Well, so, I had to deconstruct gigantic old, like, floor to ceiling. Like,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an asshole, but in some ways I do. You had a TV that you got for Christmas, nice television. We talked about this before. Is this the one that you had tilted against the wall like a goddamn sandwich board outside of a fucking deli?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
It was actually 2 feet to my right.
So you're really psyched about the show, because not only are you in your prom tux and scrubbed up with some Lever 2000, smelling like a goddamn locker room, you are no longer watching TV like a hobo with $400. Like, a hobo saves up enough money to get a nice TV. Has nowhere to put it, just leans it against the fucking boxcar he sleeps in, and now he's got a piece of furniture to put it on. Did you mount it to the wall, or did you put it into into or on top of a piece of furniture?
Just on top.
Okay.
It's just, you know, on top of
what though?
It's like a little three stand job, or, you know, just a small.
Okay, good. So now it's an officially. Licensed and positioned TV. You wouldn't be embarrassed to show somebody this fucking TV.
Right.
Somebody comes over before this show, before this evening, and you say,
I would have said this is my new monitor.
Hey, I just got this today, you would have said. Oh, I just picked this up at Best Buy. Meanwhile, it has that fucking film of dust that every screen seems to get after months of just being at a fucking 45-degree angle on top of a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's in its final place.
Yeah.
What brought this on? D- Did you have you had another entertainment system or something that you had to dismantle, right?
It was the thing was just a monstrosity. It's like I have 8-foot ceilings. I guess it was 7.5 feet high because it was about 6 inches, and it was probably 8 feet wide and probably 2 feet deep.
Well,
because the TV I had on it weighs about 650,000 pounds.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't like a big deal. I mean, you just had to dismantle the furniture because you emptied it out and get rid of the TV the moment you got the new one.
No.
Oh. So what happened? What size, a tube TV?
The old one?
Yeah.
The old one's a 40-inch tube. It's one of the Sony Trinitron Jobs.
Like the pride of 99 is what you had on your fucking your goddamn closet that was in the corner of your fucking basement.
Yeah, this thing is just it's so huge. And
Nobody Beats the Wiz made in 1998.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I want to thank the people that make monitors and TVs for making them so much smaller now and portable.
A hearty thank you from Steve the LARPer.
I remember back in the day going to a LAN party, having to dump a fucking 800-pound fucking 20-inch monitor in my front seat of my car, and it was the worst.
Yeah. And I think the worst thing is having gone to a LAN party.
I've gone to plenty. I won't deny it. Dude, I've said I've LARPed before. Would go into LAN parties.
When's the last time you went to a LAN party? For those that don't know, not that anybody listening to a streaming not that anybody listening to a streaming internet show hosted by a guy that just got rid of his fucking tube TV and somebody who just woke up fucking 10 minutes ago doesn't know what a LAN party is. But a LAN party is when people wanted to play multiplayer computer games together and they didn't realize that networking exists. They didn't realize they could just fucking stay in their shitty squalor of snack food wrappings and fucking toenail clippings and fucking ashtray dust. They didn't have to travel across town to their fucking buddy's basement and put their fucking shitty goddamn fucking Asus tower on a goddamn pool table
with a folding chair. You played StarCraft 1, right? And you played over the internet when they finally got StarCraft over the internet, right?
What do you mean finally? Out of the box it was available.
Yeah, but
in 1996
was it to play LAN than was it to play over the internet? StarCraft
1. You want to talk about how much faster? I'll tell you this. There was no car trip involved and I didn't have to fucking vacuum huge rabbit-sized dust pieces out from the back of my goddamn desk.
That's definitely true.
Uncoil fucking some. By the way, the number of you're thinking monitors, people that manufacture monitors.
Yeah, people it's that not have even that. There's so many other cords on
the companies that have decided to reduce the number of wires that go into a fucking computer, like Apple and fucking Dell for paying attention to what Apple has done. That is where the thank you also belongs.
That and the guys who've taken away wires and just made a lot of stuff wireless.
Yeah, a computer in 1996 had a fucking a maze of wires of varying widths and color and like you couldn't trace it all back. You needed a fucking diagram to put it all back together. It's like you were a sound engineer. All you're doing is hooking up a fucking keyboard, mouse, speakers. At a fucking monitor. But no, you needed this whole fucking color-coded system that they instituted in, like, 99, I think.
Well, that was also, like, the way my setup of my old TV was. Like, I had, you know, the big-ass, like, 5-foot-tall big speakers and, you know, the center channel and then, like, a organizer box for all the things that were connected to it. There's so many wires. And you know what? I wire-tied everything. Every single wire I took off that TV, I wire tied and made it neat.
And the other thing about LAN parties that really confused me is that the internet option was there, but the idea to not use it and to travel to other people's houses was embraced by the socially retarded.
Well, yeah.
The people that didn't want to socialize fucking went for this LAN party bullshit, hook, line, and goddamn sinker.
Well, no, here's another thing, though, about LAN parties. You could have, if you had six, seven people, you could have your seven play seven online.
Oh, I see.
So you could all just talk and say shit, like, right on the fly, and you'd be, like, the fucking hive mind.
I'm going to take fucking orange at 12 o'clock. Okay, sure, guys? I'm going Marines. I'm going nothing but Marines. You better have some gun air support. Fucking terrible.
Shawnee Murphy. Yo, guys, just protect me. I'm making carriers. It would make one unit, except for the very last unit you could possibly make.
No way. That's not Shawnee Murphy. No way. Well, that's not the Shawnee Murphy I know. Shawnee Murphy's a good fucking real-time strategy player.
No, he is. He is. He's very good.
And he's not going to show up with a bag of fucking Funyuns and a goddamn monitor on a cart.
No, but his thing was when we all got together, like, he better get fucking, like, support, because he just sacrificed all his troops for, like, the early shit for, like, the later shit.
Yeah.
But he was good at it, so we did protect him, you know? It's never like we didn't.
Nothing worse than a fucking LAN party. The idea of it. I hated it. Anyway, you don't need to worry about it, Steve. You're boldly into the modern times by having a television plugged into, you know, and wired up and seated on a piece of furniture. Everything's coming up, Steve, tonight. Everything's good.
Even got the HD box straight in my old box.
Have you ever eaten Funyuns? I mean, this is like the go-to. This is the go-to snack reference when you want to talk about nerds and people that live in the fucking dark.
I do like Funyuns.
People that live in rooms so dark that they look like fucking tree trunks in the far. They have like fucking green shit growing on the walls. That's what I picture when I picture Funyuns. I've never had them.
Really?
No, never.
You know what they actually are good for? If to make as a when you're deep frying something and use them as a crust.
Oh, really?
Crust it in Funyuns.
Hmm. Funyun crusted. What? What would you crust in?
Flour Funyuns? Egg chick, flour egg Funyun chicken.
A Funyun crusted gaming mouse with 16 buttons. Fucking hated those too.
Lo mein.
Were you ever a fan of the multi button mouse?
No.
I just two buttons and a wheel. That's all I've ever wanted. Nope. These people are like, well, I like the back and forward button.
Okay. I mean, I can understand like a trigger button because your thumb is kind of useless on a mouse. So I could see like a trigger button on a mouse, but that's about it. Like a four button, you know, because now the mouse wheel's a button. I think when did that happen? That happened out of nowhere. Like I found out a long time after that was invented that the mouse wheel was a button.
I don't know. I think when Quake. When I started playing Quake and you could map absolutely anything you could touch on a keyboard or a mouse to some kind of action, that's when that became, I think, zoom in or jump or something. I don't know. I don't know. I do know that I fucked up and I've only started recording for the last 30 seconds. But we'll see what we can do because I have audio. Man. Hey, listen, I've got sources. I can splice. Anyway, Steve, it's been a terrible evening. It's been a terrible, terrible fucking day for me. I'm in the midst of this project at work, and it's I can't get into it, and I won't. But it's slowly numbing my fucking mind. It's a lot of repetitive things that are very, very important.
That's awful.
Normally, repetitive drudgery is just something that you give to somebody because you don't want to get rid of them. You just want to have them busy. And it doesn't matter if they get it right. However, I'm doing the kind of drudgery where if you get it wrong and you miss it, it's a fucking big deal because it won't be discovered until it fucked something up.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, really crushing me. And I've been working at it, you know, hours and it's been months. And just long days staring at a fucking screen, really looking intensely at text. And I've started to notice. And you know I have some kind of eye problem, right?
Yeah.
Have we discussed the official name of my eye affliction on the show? I don't know if we have.
I think we were arguing over it, and I said I knew it. Meanwhile,
I have something called lattice degeneration, is what they told me. Lattice degeneration, where a portion of my eye looks like a fucking blue ribbon cherry pie from a county fair, where it has that fucking that grid crust. You know what I mean?
And someone's been putting tape on you and just pulling the back of your eye out.
No, the back of my eye has turned into a fucking grate. Like it's lattice. It's a little shredded, and they say that it's not that rare. And it's okay because it's not in, you know, not a huge portion of it. But I'm fucking frightened because why the fuck? That basically means my eye is ripped. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
it could just be like a genetic.
It's like a fucking stocking that's got a run in it. But it's my eye. It's one of two that I have. And it's not like I'm not just going to go to Kmart and buy another fucking pair.
It's not both eyes? I was thinking it was both eyes. It's just one eye?
No, it's one eye. So anytime something I notice something different with my vision, I get a little fucking freaked out. And it's a little difficult. So in the midst of this project, I've noticed that it's a lot of concentration and kind of reviewing text and changing minor pieces of code. So that they work, so that they behave differently to accommodate something that we need for this project. And it's going through basically 2.5 decades of growth of a company, our product, basically, and changing small pieces of it. So the entire product and small pieces of it are being changed. To kind of build on the overall functionality that has to happen here. I can't go into it. Just know that it's frustrating. It requires intense staring at text and fixing it. And in doing that, I've noticed that like my floaters have been like really, really fucking noticeable. Like I'm hyper aware of the floaters that I have, and I have a ton. I have a fucking ton. I remember that Vealchop used to talk about how he was he had gotten floaters, and how it's all he could notice because I guess he had white walls at a place he used to work.
Yeah,
and the lighting was just like perfect to make them
bleed noticeable,
bleed to the forefront.
Right, like when you're staring at the blue sky. That's when I see him.
You know what my favorite thing is to explain floaters to somebody and have them go, "Oh, I don't know what that is." I'm like, "You motherfucker." With your perfect vitreous fluid, you son of a bitch. Fuck you. And they're like, "But I shit blood."
Well, hey. No. I'll take one over the other.
So I'm staring at text and I'm making changes and I'm stressing out because this shit is all going to be due soon. And it's coming together, but you know, it's stressful, and I'm spending hours staring at this fucking monitor, and I noticed that I have a new globby one. Now, I'll try to explain this for people that don't have floaters. Your eye consists of a gel, and I guess periodically, portions of that gel turn into the hard crust. So think of like a bottle of hair gel that when you flip up the cap, that little hard shit from where the gel was, or like
gets back into it.
If that was in it, it would be a hard piece of the same liquid flowing gel inside the gel. That's what a fucking floater is.
And now hold on.
Your eye has gel in it, and you see through that. Now, if there's a hard piece in it, it's somewhat transparent, and it's just fucking floating around in there, and it looks like there's a cloaked invader in your field of vision, just slightly disrupting what you're staring at.
If you took the bottle of hair gel with the now solidified piece in there and then put a flashlight through it onto the wall, then you see the dark spot, and that's what it is when you're looking through eyes. There's all these spots that are darker and move around.
They move around because gravity allows them to fall through the gel. They kind of slowly float down, and then your eye moves, and it fucking stirs the whole thing up, and it goes, boo!
Yeah, like a snow globe.
Yeah. So usually they're like little long strands. They're like little squiggles or whatever. But I guess if you have enough of them or a lot of them in a concentrated area, they turn into what one of mine looks like, which is a big fucking glob. And it's dark. It makes whatever I'm looking at. If I fucking flick my eyes up, I can kind of just see it pass through my field of vision as this glob with a ton of fucking tentacles sticking out of it. And I had that one for quite a while. And I only seem to notice it when I'm like really stressed out. Like I noticed it a lot when I was taking calculus 2. Like that was a really hard class for me.
That's a stressful class.
It was a really, really tough class. And for me, at least.
Me too.
Somebody listening to this was like, wow. This guy doesn't really calc 2s for bitches. I don't know. Go back to my LAN party. Let me flash fry a chicken breast with Funyun dust on it and fucking laugh at how easy calc 2 was for me. It was tough. I noticed it then, and I've had it ever since. But I've only had that one globby one, and now I notice that another one of mine is globby as well. So I have two of those, and I was told that whenever you notice that you have new floaters, it's a fucking big deal.
Apparently. Well, yeah, because you start focusing on it more, and then your eyes start learning to focus where the floaters
are. Not even that. It could be an indication that something is wrong.
When you've been told that
that you have something with the word degeneration in it,
yeah,
that could lead to something with the word detachment in it, you get your ass to the goddamn eye doctor. So I did, and he fucking dilated the shit out of my eyes, like 100% black. Like I looked like when a character on a TV show,
like an anime character,
like in True Blood, when everybody was fucking each other in the mud and their eyes were just black. I looked like that, except I was eating Wendy's by myself. So instead of like having a massive town-wide orgy, like in season 2 of True Blood, I'm actually just wiping fry grease off my hands onto my pants, and listening to the Jerky Boys because I can't focus on anything. So I decided to try and alleviate the headache by stuffing myself full of fucking fast food and then going to sleep and waking up to a text message from Steve the LARPer saying, "Where are you at? Where are you at? You good? Where you at?
Where you at, son?"
So yeah, I'm still not even like 100% there. I don't know how the fuck I drove home. Like they don't warn you. I mean, they don't really tell you. Maybe they did at one point. I don't know. But when you get your eyes dilated, it's a fucking big deal. Like you probably should have somebody drive you. I shouldn't be allowed to just drive myself 20 minutes, 30 minutes on a fucking highway.
And it was dark, no?
No, this was at like 6 p.m.
Oh.
Like peak fucking commute time, peak sun time, I guess. The sun's at the perfect height just to fire rays right into your huge black eyes. I shouldn't be allowed to do that. I did it. I got home and I'm okay. But I think that's probably as bad as fucking drunk driving. It can't be any better. But I pulled it off. I had my luckily I had some kind of shitty sunglasses that I put on my face, and I made like the like I was staring off into the distance by putting my hand over my my brow to try and shield the side sun from getting into the goddamn sunglasses. It was a nightmare. It wasn't good. But I did notice that when he was looking at my eye at the end, he goes, "Oh, let me take a look at you again. Come back in here a second." I'm like, "Oh, fuck.
That's not good."
And he takes this magnifying glass and shines a fucking laser beam into it. Like this what? Fucking this light that was so fucking bright, he shined into it. So like, "Okay, now look up. Look straight up. Okay, look to the up the left. Look to the left. Okay, look up and left. Okay. Oh wait, look left again." Ooh. Like that. And I'm like, "What the fuck? Okay, you're good. Everything's good." Like he made a noise like, "Ugh." After asking to see the same direction twice. It wasn't like the first time he was like, "Wait, I better see that again." No, he was like, "Okay, left. No, wait. left again.
Did your eye doctor
wear glasses? We'll see you later.
Wait, did he wear glasses while doing this?
He didn't have glasses on.
Oh.
Either he has contacts or he's one of these people that are blessed. That didn't sit, and I quote my mother, on top of the TV. You sit on top of the TV, you're going to get glasses. Yeah, Ma, I have fucking glasses. Also, I have fucking award-winning pie crust fucking eyes. Congratulations. Just fucking terrible. And I said, well, what was that follow-up look about? He goes, oh, well, you know, your chart says you have some kind of degeneration or something. So I wanted to see it. I didn't see it before. I'm like, you didn't see it? He's like, yeah, I guess I wasn't looking deep enough. I think I saw it. It wasn't that bad.
Well, what? This wasn't the doctor that said you had it?
No, it's the same different place, same place, but a different guy there. Actually, the guy's son. So, like, I don't know. We'll see. One guy seemed to make me feel like it was the hugest deal. Like, this lattice degeneration, like, at any fucking moment, my eye could just erupt and my world would go dim. That's how he made me feel by telling me this. The original doctor. And now today his son was made me feel like I'm invincible and my eyes cured themselves.
Nice.
Which is not good. Because no. I think you always want to err on the side of the worst news. I think you always want to go with the worst news when it comes to doctors.
On how much the doctor medicates. Because if like everything is like out of whack and suddenly you're on like 19 different medications, I kind of get scared of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's where I'm at, Steve. So my eyes are fucking fucked up and still working on that project at work and I'm still seeing fucking floaters. And I can only imagine if somebody like ever sees me in a fit where I'm trying to see it. Like I'd really love to I'd love to just see it full on so I could like draw it. I don't know why. I always wanted to try to draw the fucking floater, but I only get like fucking fleeting glimpses of it. Like when you see it, you know it's fucking up your vision. You don't really get a good idea. Then you try to hone in on it, and you get like a 2-second glimpse.
Because it's never right in the middle.
And then it's kind of gone. It's three-dimensional, so you see a different angle of it. It's fucked up. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call on the DJ New Style Show when we are live on Tuesday nights. Everybody's encouraged to if they have any such desires. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve the Larper. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton from Texas from our wonderful show of Bug Zapper Radio. Going to be taking a week off this week. Got some stuff going on. However, there is a library of fantastic shows. On heroestalk.com. What's going on, Clayton? What's up, buddy?
I'm hoping it's only just a week, but I don't know. It might be a little longer.
Okay.
You're sitting there talking about, you know, you're talking about doctor stuff. We got some doctor stuff going on in my neck of the woods, and it's complicating a few things. My wife's recovering from a hysterectomy, and my youngest kid's, you know, that 103 temperature stuff on antibiotics, and he's been sick for a week, and so you got that should we put him in a hospital kind of shit. So,
oh, my God. Man.
But it gives you a daily dose of, like, you know, doctor thing. Because, like, for example, if you remember the Library of Bug Zapper radio shows about me showing everybody that I got kind of yellow skin, and I still do. And the doctor tells you, oh, you just have, and they give you a condition, that says syndrome. And it's not life-threatening. It's no big deal. Just rest and exercise. You know, just rest, exercise, drink a lot of water. That kind of standard shit. And then 3 months later, I feel worse than I did from the day I went in there.
Oh, damn.
And, you know, there's some psychosomatic thing about the fact that, like, if you think you're sick, you're sick.
Yeah.
But then you start getting symptoms. Oh, fatigue and shit. So now you end up becoming more of a hypochondriac than you really are because doctors, they just throw terms around. They're like, you know. Hey, your liver's not as, you know, it just doesn't process as much. Well, then what's wrong? You know, why? I didn't think anything was wrong until you told me something was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like, what the fuck? And that's the same thing, like, with your eyes. It's like, well, they tell you, it's no big deal. Well, if it's no big deal, then why have a condition?
Yeah, like, the thing is, the guy told me what it was, told me it was no big deal, and then proceeded to tell me, he goes, if you're ever sitting and all of a sudden it looks like in your field of vision, a shade is being closed over it. That's irreversible and permanent, and you have to come in right away. Well, wait, I thought this was no big deal, and now somebody's pulling a fucking shade over my eye. Like, what the fuck? And the guy's like, it's not a big deal. It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen. But, well, what the fuck? You don't think I'm going to come in if my fucking vision is just turning off? If I can get there, sure. I'll be there.
It's a benign condition. It's no big deal. And then you start having symptoms that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
Because then it goes, is it in my mind or do I have a real problem? Or do I have a problem or when is it like the first diagnosis bullshit and now I've got a real problem? You know, you go through that whole cycle and then you end up making yourself more worried than you really should be. And then the rest of your life worrying as, like, for example, you, is this shade going to happen today, tomorrow, or is it never going to happen?
Because there's also that notion that people like to bring up, like, well, they caught it early, so he was fortunate. Like, whenever you hear somebody that has overcome some kind of affliction, they're like, well, we caught it early enough. And then when you hear you have something, even if it's okay, but has some kind of possibility, like for me, my fucking eye just being torn apart, how do I know I'm catching something early enough? That's what I'm wondering. It seems to me like the shade being pulled is a little too late.
Yeah. Or when you have the first doctor that's kind of like, you know, this. The second doctor's like not taking it as seriously. You're like, well, okay, you know, with my condition, am I getting the doctor that's not taking it as seriously and just kind of, it's this? And you're like, well, what if it's not? Because you hear all the time about people that go, oh, my first doctor, the first guy, I went in there, he just said put some vapor rub on it. And then 8 months later, it's cancer.
Yeah.
Eight months later, I found out it was cancer.
It always helps to get a second opinion.
When do you know to get it, Steve? I mean, you're going to the doctor. You probably already put that off a little bit, and now you finally break down and go to the doctor. And since he's the first guy, he's the luxury of saying, "Well, let's wait a couple weeks and see what happens." And then then it's terrible.
That's true.
And naturally, you don't want to be a hypochondriac. Naturally, you just want to live. But all of a sudden, you're like, let's be honest, none of us are in our, a lot of us are not in our 20s anymore. So you're looking around at, everybody around you dying of cancer or has it or didn't have it or, whatever. And all of a sudden, you just get that little seed in you, that little thought of like, well, goddamn, am I just, of course, we're all on borrowed time anyway, but that kind of shit starts going through you, and then you get yourself, you end up sometimes making yourself sick just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's almost the justified version of the WebMD syndrome. Like, when you go online, you look for the symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do. But now the doctor's telling you things to look out for. And even if the slightest aspect of what he's telling you to look out for happens, you're going to think, well, here it comes. I knew it. It's coming. Like he said, look out for flashing lights. Like, well, fuck, I see flashes occasionally. If you see any flashing lights, that could be an indication that there's a problem. Oh, fuck. I've seen flashing lights my whole fucking life.
Right, right.
Jesus Christ.
If conditions change, well, I was fine until I talked to you. Now I have symptoms.
Exactly.
Well, now that I have symptoms, is this a symptom of, now my back kind of hurts. Well, is that a symptom or is my back mattress kind of shitty and I should get a new one?
Yeah.
All of a sudden now I have fatigue. Well, is it psychosomatic or do I have something worse? Do I need to keep, you keep on bothering your doctor. Well, what do you do? And it's scary like how, not every doctor was an A student, but still you're like, or am I making too much of this? It's scary. And the worst is like, I guess some people just died or they didn't have a problem because doctor told me it was this. I slept it off. I didn't know. Well, now with the internet, the worst you can do is look up symptom checker or some shit
because it
arranges everything from goddamn, scarlet fever to fucking, pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. A swollen gland is everything. You have a swollen gland in your neck. It could be anything from...
You're going to die.
You have a slightly increased temperature to you are fucking stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Yeah. Like, it's every fucking possible disorder.
And then, you know, you're starting to feel good. You feel good. And then you get on the news and you find out that, like, Michael Douglas is, you know, HPV is causing throat cancer now. You're like, well, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how. I guess the medical profession, and then it was last night, I was like, you know, I'll sit down, watch a little TV, watch a little basketball, and then you go on that whole HPV thing, you have Lawrence O'Donnell going, next we have a doctor coming in talking about HPV and cancer, what you should know, and I'm like, fuck, does everything have to be bad news?
Yeah.
Does everything have to be bad news?
I'm at the point where whenever the TV's on in our house, it's somebody's darkest moment being described and reenacted by more attractive actors. Amanda's favorite show is Investigation Discoveries. It's not a bad channel. I can tolerate some of it. But when every bit of background noise is a fucking description of a murder, it weighs on me. I don't need to hear. I'm not like a guy that needs to hear uplifting fucking sermons on how God is great or how life is good. But I think maybe 10 minutes out of the fucking day, I'd like to just see somebody get hit with a fucking cream pie or something right in the face. Well, actually, hold on a second. Holy shit. Well,
yeah, you said it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That and the other meaning. I'd like 10 minutes out of my day dedicated to either hardcore terrible porn or fucking horrendously uninteresting slapstick. I just want something other than fucking bad news. I think it's not good for you to just be fucking constantly enveloped in the description of horrors and terrible moments.
On ESPN. What could be bad on ESPN? Ah, Jim Kelly's battling jaw cancer. Like, God damn it.
Oh, really? God damn.
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, you know, I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know,
terrible.
Like I was just on one of the big things that happened to me just recently, other than the fact that today I purchased a new pistol. So now I have a revolver in the house and I'm fucking got a big iron on my hip now.
Nice.
I'm excited about that. Is on I drove to Houston a couple of days ago and picked up my grandfather's college ring from my A&M. A class of 36.
Holy
shit.
So I
have his ring in my possession now.
Oh, good.
And it was a really big fucking deal. And while I was there, we're talking about he was diagnosed with dementia. And he's pushing 70, and they tell you he's on this drug, and they tell you, well, in a couple of years, you'll just fall off the cliff. And you say, well, what's a couple of years? 2 to 5, 10? They don't, we don't know. You just one day, just wake up and you're fucking stupid, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's terrible to have that news, and I guess to for them to deliver it is just they have to tell you it with complete indifference. I think that's the only way they can deliver it. Yeah. It seems like that's it, right?
Yeah, and then he's sitting there going, you know, he's like, it doesn't feel very fair. And I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, 70 years, I mean, I don't know how many years you'd be like, no one wants to die. You know, where you're like, how many years you need to live where you feel like, you know, if they diagnose you at 74, you're like, well, you know, goddamn.
Oh, fuck that. That's bullshit. Because I'm going to probably work until I'm 70. Fuck.
Well, of course.
My worst nightmare is to fucking retire and then die immediately.
That's my massive heart attack.
To put this fucking money aside for that day. Like, well, you gotta save for when you're retired.
Yeah. Course, what a fucking nightmare. But when you say, you know, they say, well, you never know when it's coming. Well, but you never know when it's coming anyway.
It's true. But God damn it, the minute when my schedule clears and it's all me time and I'm ready to fucking spend whatever the fuck I socked away and now I'm dead, eat my dick. That's the worst thing that could happen. Fuck.
Oh, yeah,
you wouldn't know any different. You're dead.
No, if it's like a bolt of lightning or my car just fucking explodes, yeah, it's one thing. But if I'm in, you know, Clayton's, you know, grandfather's position where they're like, hey, in 5 years, or if somebody tells me like, yeah, you have cancer and you have a couple years or something, or not even, hold on, you have a couple months. That is what's terrible.
Or when you have friends and you're talking to them about it and everybody's trying to make you feel better, whatever, and they'll go, well, just look at what got you grandparents.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what, you know, as a rule, that's what gets you. I said, well, I had two parent grandparents basically die of emphysema, which is a slow dying anyway, and I'm like, well, that's fucking great, because there's nothing really you can do about that. And then you have another one died of, like, colon cancer or pancreatic cancer. That's fantastic. You know, and you start looking at it, and then what my uncle's, you know, getting dementia. I'm like, you say, well, that's all shit that happens later, but you like that slow death shit. So it's like, goddamn.
I have such a mixed bag of people in my family that have died young and have died very old that I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Exactly.
So I guess maybe I'm fortunate that I'll have no idea what it is. Maybe that's the best thing. Knowing what the fuck it's going to be would be even more horrendous, because then you're just counting the minutes.
I'll tell you what, if I've learned anything out of this, and if I could encourage anybody else, is we spend more time and more money maintaining our fucking cars than we do ourselves.
That's true.
And the idea, dude, you know, the idea of every 6 months, once a year, going getting blood drawn and getting a physical and doing things, we always act like that. But I do it now just because it's like, why not?
Of course. When
you spend a couple hundred dollars and they get you some blood tests, you check yourself out. But we spend more on our cars, and we act like, God damn, I got to go to the doctor because we only get bad news. But wouldn't you rather at least, like, I've gotten to the point where, like, I'd rather know where I'm at. Even if they told me you only had 6 months to live, I would rather know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Than be like this, I feel like shit, and all of a sudden you just, like, well, we'll keep looking. Fuck that, you know?
Yeah, at least you can prepare and not just have it be a bombshell dropped on anybody you leave behind.
Right.
I mean, maybe that mentality needs to be, you know, brought out to more people and maybe encouraged by doctors. Like, when I made this appointment for the eye doctor, they're like, well, you're not due for like another 2 months. You're not due for 2 months. I'm like, well, if I'm told that when something changes in my vision to show up, and it's right. Underscored by the fact that I have basically tiny razor cuts in my eye that could fucking just blind me, I guess. Maybe I don't give a fuck about waiting for 6 months. Let's just fucking do it. What's a copay? What's a fucking appointment cost? Who gives a shit? Do it.
Or if as a society we decided, hey, if everybody gets that one physical, you know, hey, you get that one physical, and it's a cut rate where it's kind of like, hey, we want to get people in here to do, well, it's a $300 test. Well, you know, you once a year you come in, take a look at it. We cut the doctor's offices itself. Hey, we want to get you in here. What, you know, for a check, you know, just to keep everybody sure. There's ways around that shit where it's like, you know, we don't need to make it where this copay and bullshit. People are scared. As a rule, I understand why. But after going through this experience with some doctors, you're like, I can understand why it's a whole, you know, my doctor's full of shit. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
they're human beings. They're guessing.
People have, you know, their money already planned out. Like what they need it for. Unless you're independently wealthy, you basically have a list of things you're going to spend your money on in your head at all given times. And you are never on that fucking list. Like your eye checkup, your fucking dental, your fucking yearly physical is never on that fucking list. You have your patio, no. Your fucking new bathroom, your fucking roof, the goddamn driveway, the garage doors, and then 60 other fucking things, a new pair of socks, and then maybe you'll get your checkup.
You act like that. You know you're gonna get new glasses. Like I got kind of, but I act like the bill is like a fuck.
Yeah.
So I act like it's I know it's coming. I know it's. I've been doing it now for 20 years. I act like, oh, it's a new fucking thing. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm serious. You know, get in there, get your physical, get your shit taken care of. Because you might find out something that you can do minor to your diet or something now to save yourself some effort later. Fuck, you know, I don't know.
And I like that wincing. I do it too. When I get contacts, every 6 months I get a new supply.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And it's like, Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, it's fucking $200 that has allowed me to not be fucking just useless. Like if I didn't have any contacts or glasses, like what if it was caveman times, I would have been the first one thrown out of the fucking cave to fucking to appease the appetite of whatever beast was raiding our village.
Yeah. Yes, that $100, that $200 I spend allows me to be a civil engineer, build roads, and come to Austin and drink and whatever. If I didn't, I'd be. I told my joke about it. I said if I'd been born 100 years ago, I'm a smart guy. But I'm blind. I might as well be blind.
Yeah.
I've been working in a field. I couldn't go at night. I'd have to be in the house. I couldn't protect my family. I'd have to be a house worker.
I've had poor vision since I was 8. Like, I'm not going to get to be that wise elder that's blind that they fucking ask questions of. It's not. Second grade, I'm useless.
Yeah, they're like, well, that's the blind kid over there. As Ken, the blind kid, and you're blind, but not blind. You just fuck it. For me, it's like if it's on the other side of the room, I can't see.
Yeah.
So it's like you'd have to do tasks that are close at you and stuff. It's a little daunting, you know, from that. But we act like, $100. Goddamn.
Yep, exactly. You know? But I'll buy fucking 2 new pairs of sneakers, right? Because you gotta, it's my feet. God, I'm gonna wear these smelly ones all the time next year. I'm gonna wear this another year, these sneakers. Fuck that. Get new ones. Oh, we're on vacation. Who gives a shit? Let's go out and spend a little money on a dinner. But my contacts, the thing that allows me to do anything other than just be put in a fucking cell because I'm useless.
I got into a Twitter argument a while back. I mean, nobody can afford certain tests, and when disaster arrives, like I'm in a bit of shit right now between all the medical bills I have. I'm not in great shape right now. But the idea is I'm going to find a way to dig myself out of it because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But the idea is I got on a Twitter war with a little bit, with not war, but we'll say a skirmish with Jeff. About this guy goes, well, I just can't afford this and that, whatever. I said, well, it's funny how we, I'm in the same situation. I'm digging myself out from a standpoint like I don't have a TV in the house and I'm about to finish paying off the computer. I'm not going to buy another one. I'm not going to, if I have to finance like a wash machine or a mattress or something, and something I'm going to get some function out of, I will.
Yeah.
But I need to budget like ready cash for medical stuff that for me, like stuff that I need for the kids, stuff like that. Because, you know, say, well, you know, goddamn, I have to pay for a goddamn blood test. Well, motherfucker, you should be able to afford to be able to pay for a blood test.
Yeah.
Well,
again, anybody looking at what they spend has so much more money going out that doesn't need to go out. There's like, unless you're destitute or you're fucking almost evicted or foreclosed on, you probably have way fucking too many things that you're paying for that you don't need to be paying for. And I don't know what it is, but there's a mindset in a lot of people these days where it's like, I shouldn't have to go without that. That is an essential need, and I just can't afford it. Yeah, you can't afford it with the fucking Hulu subscription and the Netflix subscription and your fucking huge TV that you're planning on buying, and like you don't need all that shit. There is a way for you to afford it, but you don't want to get to that point. You think it's coming to you.
It took me, you know, realizing that, like, you buy this massive TV, it's state-of-the-art, it's beautiful, but then you got to feed that monster.
Yeah.
You know, things are tight for me, and I got rid of cable almost 2.5 years ago. We don't have it. And I was sitting there thinking with my wife, I said, imagine if we had a cable bill added onto this. Yeah. I mean, you know, things are tight now, and you're like, God damn.
What's interesting, though, about that not having cable, I read a study that's saying that a lot of people, like, in their early 20s and early 30s are fucking not paying for cable. That thing is like that's like an older person thing now, having a cable subscription. An overwhelming amount of people.
I just don't need it. I mean, what am I missing out on? Bad news and you know, the only thing that I miss out on is live sporting events.
We have another caller. Hold on 1 second. 316-768-4472. You're on with Clayton from Bug Zapper Radio and Steve the LARPer. Who's this?
This is Little Jimmy from Cincinnati.
Little Jimmy from Cincinnati. You're in Cincinnati right now?
Hey, I am. I have my wife in bed next to me and my kids in the other room sleeping.
Fantastic. What's going on,
Jimmy? Is living the life in Cincinnati.
Yeah, in Cincinnati. So I'm calling in regards to your comment there.
Okay, sure.
So, which comment?
You know,
we've been talking for about an hour. Which comment?
For the objects now. You never know, you know. You have the money, spend it now. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, Jimmy, there's a term for that, and it ends. It's two words and ends in rich. And depending on whether you're saying this to people, that the first word is either hood or something else.
All right. Well, my philosophy is if I have it, I spend it. I'm not waiting.
I don't know. Is that good?
Is that a philosophy?
I tend to believe that's not good because. I mean, you have children, you have a wife, right? I mean, you just said you did, and I know you do because I've met them. Anyway, sorry. Don't you, like, what if you were to just drop dead in Cincinnati right now? And when you have it, you spend it. So, you know,
I have a relatively large insurance policy.
Well, then fuck it. So. Then you're all good, Jimmy. So maybe it's okay. It's a good philosophy. To me, I can't live that way. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way I was brought up. That my parents, my grandparents were in the Great Depression, probably crumbled up saltines to simulate cereal. I don't know if that's what they did. But my mom's a saver, and it's kind of how I am. Try and sock some away.
My grandma was in the Great Depression. She did not live that way. She definitely, like, she had a bit of money and she spent it, and she was not like, I'm gonna save everything and eat potatoes.
Clayton, what do you think of Jimmy's philosophy? You got it, you spend it. Don't worry about tomorrow.
I work for a man that has, you know what? If it works for him, works for them, that's fantastic. And I, you know, you can't take it with you. You know, it's just something about. I don't know. It's something about, like, it's hard to then complain later when you didn't save any money or make an attempt to, and all of a sudden you need something, and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do now? I can't afford it. I don't have the money. When it's just hard to feel sorry for people that don't make even an attempt to do so.
Yeah.
You know, and then we get stuck in a situation. We all live together. And then now we start making governmental policy based off emotion, off the fact that, like, well, I'm fucked. What am I supposed to do now? Well, shit. You know, you didn't plan at all for anything. It, you know, and so I don't want to make it sound like a Hallmark card where we all kind of need to be in balance a little bit. You need to have a little bit. You know, fuck it. You know, I probably should take, you know, I've got kids. You need to do certain things to allow them to have an adventure or something, certainly. But you also need to be like a little bit, you got to hold a little back. You can't impulse everything. It'd be completely hedonistic, you know?
Well, Jimmy is the king of excess in that if he wants it, he will have it. It will be shipped via helicopter to his fucking, his home.
Well, I don't want to go that far, but, you know, I agree. And at the same time, I run a business and own a business, so I work hard for the pleasure of being able to spend it.
So you're reaping the spoils as they come in, just to keep working as hard as you are. I guess it's what keeps you sane. Just throwing that money out.
It's not throwing it out. It's, you know, working 20 hours a day. I want to be able to, you know, reap that reward.
Maybe eat some steaks with your beans and rice.
Well, you know,
Coolio.
You know, there's something to be said. You know, you work hard, you play hard, and as long as he, you know, he's got that under control, then that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, it's just the idea. It's just, I don't know about all of it. You know what I mean? If you work 20 hours a week and 20 hours a day, and you, goddamn, I want to fucking, you know, I need to blow off some steam and we're gonna spend a lot of cash, then fucking do, you know, have fun, do what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
What's the point of working that hard if you can't throw some cash down? I think the question, though, is more of, like, what we're spending our money on.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, how many TVs do you have to have? How many, you know, want a nice car? Buy a nice car. You know, but we've just gotten ourselves so much in that I have to have this 80 billion inch TV and buy all the stuff when it's like, calm down, you know, perhaps, you know, I don't know. It's just amazing. And,
I'm really,
my kids,
Yeah, I'm really considering finding a way of not having cable. Like, and I say finding a way. I'm like finding a suitable replacement of monthly services so that I can have something that I'll watch, like a Netflix or a Hulu, and then maybe get a tuner for the free over-the-air bullshit channels, and then maybe pick one of my favorite sports and then subscribe to that monthly. And I bet you it would still be half the cost of having fucking cable. But it's easy to have cable, and I'm not really being stretched too far by having it, so I don't pursue it. It's one of those, like, necessity will make you fucking move.
I know finding other interests, because I used to be that, like, Sunday, oh dude, that's all I would do, sit and watch football all day.
Yeah.
And I just got to a point where, you know, getting rid of cable and getting rid of all this stuff, I was just kind of like, it was like $100-something a month, you know?
That's right.
Well, we got two TVs, kids have that, and they got to have a box back there, and then you got, the next thing you know, you're dropping, you know, $100, and you're like, and most of the shit you don't want to watch anyway.
Jimmy, but, what's your cable bill? Jimmy, what's your cable bill?
$110 a month.
Oh, beautiful. I was going to, you know, honestly, the number I had in my head when I was going to picture you responding with was like in the 300s. Like, if there's a channel, let me get it. That's the attitude I was thinking you were going to have.
No, but when it comes to kid, we have Hulu and we watch most of that on there. We have
beautiful,
just the basic DirecTV except for football package.
Yeah.
When it's non-football season, it's $110.
God damn.
Four TVs.
There it is. So anyway, Jimmy, you're enjoying Cincinnati. You're on a bit of a business trip where your family's come along with you. Is that type of thing?
No, it's a family road trip, but
nice.
I'm waking up the wife, so I'm going to let you guys go.
All right, Jimmy, all my best to you and your family. Say hi to Danielle for me and the kids. Cool. Not that they remember who I am. But that's okay.
Later, Jimmy.
All right. Night, guys.
All right, see you, buddy. It's our buddy Jimmy calling in just to say that, you know what? He's not leaving a goddamn red cent behind. Whatever he's earning, it's going out the fucking door the day it comes in.
And he's also attended land parties with me.
There you go. Oh, yeah, by the way, that land party thing, that was queer back a fucking decade ago.
Of course.
I never did.
I don't know that I ever did. I played like on sort of like on in college and whatever like that. It just, and is that a speak that's now gone forever? Oh, which also I'll leave you with this one. Is that gone forever? Like
what?
You know, they're coming out with that Xbox One and the new PlayStation. Is there any more games the consoles can make that we're all gonna go, wow? I think all those games are made. I mean, how many times can you make Call of Duty? How many more
like new genres?
I think they've tapped out all the fucking ideas.
See, that's why flash games and like online games and a lot of phone games are better than a lot of rehashed old shit.
Here's a good indication, Clayton.
It's a new game.
Here's a good indication for your answer, Clayton. The thing you just proposed about the running out of game ideas. Look at the presentation of any new console. And see how many minutes are dedicated to actual gameplay.
Yeah, well.
It's you can play your music. You could stream from the cloud. Netflix.
TV.
Oh, TV. Your fucking, TV. Your Blu-ray drive. All this shit. It's trying to be a hub, a set-top box. And the gaming is just a fucking side effect of having
my
this
phone's
device.
Already that. My
exactly.
Phone's already that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like
$1.99, I buy a little game, I play it for a little while, I'm done. You know?
And I have a feeling Apple TV is going to be that once they open it up for developers, and then that'll be another fucking thing that'll chip away at the idea of having a dedicated game machine attached to your TV.
Well, gentlemen, I need to get going. I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll speak to you later.
Thank you for being a part of it tonight, Clayton. And don't forget to go to HearUsTalk.com. And check out Bug Zapper Radio, 51 episodes of excellence on our fine network. What a great goddamn show. What a great guy. Clayton from Texas. Also, by the way, facebook.com/mymomsgarden. Putting Steve's bullshit, rinky-dink fucking pile of thyme and pineapple mint bullshit Garden of Herbs to shame.
I don't own Jurassic Park. I can't operate on that scale.
She spared no expense. Fuck. Yeah. So there, a couple things here that I wanted to get to. I posted a video on the DJ Newstyle Show Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheDJNewstyleShow. Joking that Germ Freak, his absence is caused by him embracing a new exercise craze, a new way of getting in shape, and it's called Prancercise. And maybe we can play a little bit. If YouTube's working for us, which is a fucking weird thing to say, but let's see if it is. It's this video featuring some old bag in like a fucking shoulder pad fucking blouse with pearl.
Like it's she's some ex trophy wife that hit about 80 years old that moved to Florida.
She's like, the different tiers of prizes at a carnival where there's first choice. And then it goes all the way down to like the little beanbag animal that you get if you fucking sink one of the goddamn softballs into the bucket. She is the beanbag, shitty, flammable, filled with glass pieces carnival gift. If all carnivals were trophy wives, she's like the lowest fucking rung of trophy wife.
Exactly.
With 15 years on her at that point. She's wearing like a salmon-colored blouse with fucking shoulder pads built in, a series of pearl necklaces, and the oddest-looking white pants I've ever seen.
They're too tight.
Too tight in that her creepy old lady fucking hip dysplasia camel toe fucking is on goddamn display. It's fucking it's disgusting.
It was a great adjective.
Thank you. It's Joanna Rohrbach for Prancercise. It's a new way of getting in shape, and she's going to tell us about it right here.
Hello, I'm Joanna Rohrbach of Prancercise LLC, and I'm here today to show you the four modes of Prancercise. I've got my ankle weights in place, and my music's ready. So let's stop talking and do some walking.
Okay. So this generic like AC/DC MIDI file that's playing right now is the soundtrack to this creepy woman wearing ankle weights and doing some fucking retarded trot down the path of a fucking driving range.
It looks like an old person home.
Speaking of Jurassic Park, it actually looks like a slow motion interpretation of the scene where they're on a Jeep running from T-Rex. If T-Rex was ready for a fucking potluck dinner. It's really horrendous. The camera guy's sitting on a golf cart.
Camera guy's vomiting.
See, like, I'm watching this, and I think that the husband, who I guess funded Prancercise LLC.
Yeah.
Just wanted to get his...
Okay, now we're going to step up the pace a little bit with the Prancercise trot.
Not
it's
ready.
Really hot.
Yeah. It's hot in the way that a fucking towering inferno is hot. It's horrific. It's something you never want to encounter. And it's not good. It's just not good. It's basically the same as the first one, except she's going a little faster. She's kind of just moving her arms and skipping, basically, with ankle weights on. So I'm thinking that the husband funded this whole operation to get rid of his fucking wife for a little while. Just threw money at this problem. Just told her, okay, do your exercise tape, whatever the fuck you're going to do. But goddamn.
Would this be Jimmy living in the moment, fast forward 50 years from now?
I'll tell you what.
Throwing money at the problem.
My goal in life. I have several goals. But now they've all changed after discovering this. Oh, here we go.
And let it loose with the Prancercise gallop.
Oh, wow. Here comes the generic.
Stop me up.
Brown sugar! Fucking terrible. Okay, now she's actually galloping. My dream now is no longer to have my own business or to build my own house in the woods. None of that shit. It is to have a shot-for-shot remake of Frank doing the Prancercise fucking golf course and post it on YouTube. I want nothing more than to have Germ Freak reenact this entire video without mentioning anything that's copyrightable. Because, I mean, you can't copyright moving like someone who's on fucking, you know, hallucinogens.
Meth?
maybe some acid, PCP, like a little cocktail of terrible fucking mind-altering drugs.
She's definitely like meth skipping.
Now we're going to take our ankle weights and put them on our wrists.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Transformer.
So that I can show you the Prancer-sized box or shadow box Prance. It's better to be punching into space than in your face.
Oh, back to the AC/DC again. When your wife has a terrible fitness idea and you don't know what to do. Oh, this is more like Werewolf in London.
Ow.
Ow. Ugly trophy wife. Ow. Shitty shoulder pads. Anyway, we're getting off topic here. We're getting fucking on a goddamn tangent. Prancercise is my goal. I want to have Frank actually do this shit and make a fucking video. I didn't know about this video until Amanda pointed it out to me. And Steve, how would you introduce someone to a video, Steve? You
send it to him. Send the link.
So you discover something. You decide it's worth sharing.
I don't even need.
And you give somebody the link.
Yeah, I won't even say anything. Most people.
That's how it happens. You discover something. You give someone the link. It's been shared. Now Amanda, in some cases, will do that. But in this case, she decided to expose me to this video and share it with me by fucking reenacting it without me knowing what the fuck it was. While we were buying groceries at a grocery store. Went to goddamn ShopRite, and she's doing this bullshit Prancercise
at ShopRite?
Just to embarrass me.
Nice.
With the sole intention, not of getting in shape, or doing the Prancercise box, whatever the fuck that shit was. No, she wanted to make me feel uncomfortable, and she fucking succeeded. She was doing these terrible moves in the goddamn chicken aisle. And, nice. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? She's like, it's called Prancercise. I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, I'll show it to you later. And she starts doing these wacky fucking moves, and she turns a corner. Some guy who was pushing a cart full of food. Like, he was done. He was going to the grocery, like the cashier. He was done. He stopped. And I heard him say, what the fuck? Fuck is that?
That's me. That would be me.
What the fuck is that? And this is what this bitch fucking Rohrbach thinks is a marketable product. Something that would stop a driven man from ending a chore and have him ask what the fuck he just saw. Prancercise. What the fuck is that? Do you think this is going to ever take off, Steve? Do you think Prancercise is ever going to be a big thing?
There's, I think, a semi-successful because it's on TV all the time, but I've seen it. It's a Sit and Be Fit.
I've never heard of this.
It's basically...
is this like, do they have YouTube on this? Maybe I could take a look.
Probably, but it's. I think it's Sit geared towards older, the elderly. So they can sit in a chair and do exercises in a chair, okay. Just sitting.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, this isn't good. This is like, I'm looking for a Sit and Be Fit, and there's like osteoporosis workout. There's, what the fuck is it, a towel workout? Oh, my God. Like, this is making me realize, Steve, that I'm at the point where I realize that youth is not infinite.
Yeah.
I'm at that age where it's like I no longer feel immortal in my choices. I feel like making fun of this will have a definite consequence. Where I'll realize that I'll be at a point in my life where I'll need the towel workout to be fit. I'm not gonna fucking mock this shit. I can't do this. It's fucking depressing. I mean, these are, Steve, when you brought this up, is this a thing you wanted to make fun of? Like the old lady workout?
I never saw anybody that was disabled doing it. It was supposed to be like you sit in a chair and like you.
And so for like old swing people, your arm you're just thinking for like how like old people would do this.
Yeah.
No, Steve, this is clearly workouts for people with afflictions. There's a fucking brain fitness workout. There's one that specifically says osteoporosis, stroke workout. Dude, this is not. I can't fucking make fun of this shit.
I didn't want to either.
Bullshit. I gotta fucking see it. I'm gonna see the osteoporosis workout. And by the way, YouTube will never ever fucking
work properly ever.
Buffer on a goddamn ad. Never. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe this is a sign. The fact that I'm unable to view this is that I won't be just fucking thoroughly depressed. Like, if you had decided to show me the Tony little fucking bullshit stepper machine, whatever that fucking thing he had in the 90s, like, I would laugh at that. I'd laugh at Tybo. I'd laugh at any of those other fucking crazes. But this sit and be fit is clearly someone just trying to put a product out for people who have no hope of, like, they can't move. They just want to fucking, you know, not lose total motion in their fucking shoulder. I can't fucking make fun of that shit. I just can't. I don't know what it is. I don't want to be on the wrong side of that when I'm fucking 80. And be like, you know what? It's sit and be fit is all I got. It's either that or I lose the movement in my arm.
Well, I thought it was like generally geared towards fat people as a starting stepping stone.
Oh yeah, okay. If it's truly that, which I don't think it is, after seeing the different variations of it, one fucking specifically for stroke workouts. I thought it was either that
or generally old people.
If it was like, hey, you're fat, sit in a chair and just swing your arms a couple times, and you'll get fit in, I don't know, 1,000 years. You'll burn half a calorie per workout.
It's like Jabba doing arms.
Yeah, I mean this is for people that don't move, that don't move because they fucking can't.
Well, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that's not good. And maybe I'm getting soft. I don't know, but it really fucking really gets me down, man. looking at this old lady's face, like she's dressed up like in 80s workout attire. Like in the thumbnail, she's got a headband on. She's wearing a fucking a purple sweatshirt. She's ready to fucking to get her blood pumping, doing some arm swings on a fucking bench. I can't do this. This is like physical therapy that an old person would do after like an operation or something.
Why is this on cable TV?
Well, I don't know. When do you see these commercials, Steve? I'm guessing it's not during fucking Law and Order.
It's a show. It's like the same chick all the time.
Oh, this is a show that is actually broadcast that people would watch and do that. What time does it air typically? Because I've never seen it.
This is like 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Jesus Christ. 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You're watching TV at 5 a.m.?
Dude, I like go to sleep 2 hours, wake up, stay up for like 15 minutes.
Is it all a blur, Steve, at this point? Is it just a fucking blur of knife shows and fucking new pans and fucking shitty harebrained workout schemes? Like, after, you know you're up late when regular programming it just doesn't exist. Like, they're not even going to try to schedule that fucking time frame.
It's like I've gone through the channels. And seen off air on like 6 different channels, and I was like, "Holy shit!" What time
like
is
if you
it?
If you leave CBS,
what time is it really? Like, can you even identify the time that
no.
6 channels would be off air? Jesus Christ, what time would that be? I don't know.
I think that it's got to be in the 4 o'clock hour somewhere. I just know that whatever that fucking Craig Ferguson is on, whenever I see his face, I'm like, oh, it's getting there. It's
way too late.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, the Carson Daly show's on. It's really getting there. And then all of a sudden, it's fucking Showtime at the Apollo is on.
Oh,
holy
God.
Shit. It's I'm almost there. And then it's like, they just have church. Just fucking a church show is on. And then some British guy tries to sell me a new frying pan. And then it's, you know, I should be awake by now, basically. Like, yep. the morning, the get up and get 'em shows are on.
I've had a couple of those.
That morning glare. Like, when you realize you're up so late that, oh, you're witnessing dawn. That is a fucking depressing moment, too.
Happens a lot at LAN parties.
I bet you it does.
It does.
Ugh, it's a fucking terrible thing.
Well, it did.
Anyway, why don't we wrap this up, Steve? Wrap this up. You are a cruel person for mocking Sit and Be Fit. These are people that are just trying to help their the elderly. The elderly.
Well, you're a cruel person for mocking LAN parties.
No, I think I'm a fucking patriot and a hero for mocking fucking LAN parties.
You're a pinhead. You're a goddamn
name
pinhead.
One thing that constructive that has ever happened at a fucking because someone has attended a LAN party.
I don't know. Wi-Fi.
Why?
Smaller monitors.
Maybe you think that was the catalyst.
less wires.
I think that the smaller monitor thing came about because people were tired of having 2 inches of desk space to right. put their keyboard on. Now they can actually use their fucking surfaces. Anyway, let's wrap this up. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, thing you do with your ears, and the place to be, a network of shows such as Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, Best in Show Radio, and this show, the DJ New Style Show. Go to heroestalk.com, download everything we've ever done, subscribe to all the shows on iTunes or whatever you like subscribing on. You can even listen to them right on the goddamn site if you choose. If you use iTunes, leave a comment, rate. These are things we like to see. Also, go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Buy yourself something nice. We're not going to start a Kickstarter. We're not going to ask you to send something to PayPal. We don't want your money. We want you to spend your money on yourself and the people you give a shit about. So go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Click our link over to Amazon. Buy something great. You know you've had your eye on it. Get it. And give it to them. Enjoy it. You get that thing, we get a small cut. Thank you very much. Steve, is there anything you have to say?
A wedding needs a bedding.
Indeed.
Baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.